you know, it's not a laughing matter, really. Now, let me see. What do you call flat, grassy country down around the seacoast? You have a term for that?
No, I haven't. I might. Okay. I could think, but I...
What do you call a pair of straps that a man wears over his shoulders to support his pants?
Suspenders.
Okay. What do you call gravy that's made by adding water to the grease of fried lean meat, like ham?
Well, now, some people call that ham gravy or sawmill gravy.
Now, is that thickened gravy?
No, that's not thickened gravy.
Okay, good.
You use flour to thicken gravy.
Or sawmill gravy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a new one. I haven't heard that before. What do you call the liquid that's burned in lamps?
Oil.
Okay. What do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout? Sometimes they run around wild.
Well, they call them wild hogs. Wild boys. Because a friend of mine where I cooked dinner the other day, his grandson had went off up in Tennessee and killed one, weighed 500 pounds, and brought his skin of his head and have had it arched, or whatever you call it.
Oh,
it's the biggest thing. His tushes is that long.
Oh, golly.
It's hanging up in the headroom.
I don't know. I'd want one of those hanging in my room.
Either. I told him I'd look to see him coming.
What do you call an itching soreness between the toes?
Well, I don't hardly know what you would call it, but you know, that sounds like athletic feet.
Okay.
Sitting up.
Let's see. What do people call homemade whiskey? What are some names for it?
Well, now, let me see.
Well, not
they call it bootleg whiskey.
Bootleg,
okay. Homemade corn whiskey.
Okay.
Call it several names, you know.
Now, what do people call cheap whiskey that's really bad for you?
Oh, you mean some that's not half made or something?
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
What's
I guess it's about the same things, you know, this
When they
make homemade, sometimes they make it nice and good.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, they quick make it and it's poison to you or something like that. Well, they all call it bootlegging whiskey, you know, all of it's the same form.
What do you call anything that a child likes to play with? What's a general word? Like a child might hope to get a lot of. What?
Play toys. Now, that's what
we
always learned out of my little grandchildren. A lot of this junk you see piled up is my little grandgirls. She sent and got all of her little Barbie dolls. I know she left one over yonder the other day. She's wanting three now. And they're high as they
did. Yeah, I know. I know. Those people
For the last 2 years, that's all we've given her.
Uh-huh.
She didn't want big dolls. And now she's wanting... Talking Chris, you know, has color.
Oh, yeah.
And then talking Barbara. Now, she's got all that, but they don't talk. They turn and twist and move their legs.
And that's not enough.
No, that's what we bought her for the last 3 or 4 years. She hasn't bought big dolls. Now, here's two of her big dolls over here in this chair. And now, this year, she wants a talking Chris and a talking Barbara and a Stacy. So she didn't care what
Good
he was talking
grief.
About.
She
you know,
wants
they are
so
in the money, and they're not the 11 and a half inches, but we're going to try to get them because we believe this will be her last year. She's going to be 11.
Well, let's see now. This next section deals with word patterns, and what I'm interested in here, again, is not what you learned in school or what your grandchildren may tell you is the right way to talk, but just the ordinary way that you talk. Now, if we were talking about seeing something, you'd say, today I see it. Yesterday I saw it. Many times I have seen it. Or if we were talking about taking something, you'd say, today I take it. Yesterday I, took it, right?
Oh, is that
Many
right?
times I have taken it.
And you want that spoken in that word?
Yeah. Like, and now if we were talking about singing a song, you'd say, today I sing the song. Yesterday I...